what's going to happen when you get to the end of your life and God says, how did you spend it? Well, I never miss my favorite football team's games, or I had perfect attendance to all the recitals, or I watched 8,000 movies while I was on earth, or you should see all the mounts I have hanging on my wall. What exactly is this life for anyway? Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Judges chapter 3 verse 1 says, now these are the nations that the Lord left to test Israel by them, that is, all in Israel who had not experienced all the worlds in Canaan. When we read the end of chapter 2 and the beginning of chapter 3, we learn that God left enemy nations in the land, and He did so for a reason. He did it to test that current generation. That generation did not know or had not experienced the power of the Lord through battle. So God left some nations in place. He didn't allow Joshua to drive them all out, but they remained so that that current generation could learn and know and experience war. But why would God want this generation to know war? Was it because He wasn't for sure how they would respond, or He wasn't for sure if He could trust them or not? No. The answer is to test whether they would trust Him or be traitors. God knew it all along. But did they know it? If they would trust Him, then they would get to see and experience the power of God moving on their behalf. They would have their own stories to tell of God's greatness. So learn the lesson. Armies, obstacles, obstructions, and battles that lie before you are opportunities for you to experience and know the power of God. Will you attack them according to the Word of God, according to His will, according to His Spirit? If we do, then guess what? We will get to see His power. We will know His power. So listen to me. You were made for war. You were made to fight. We were redeemed to do victorious battle. And we have battles and wars taking place all around us that we have the opportunity to engage in according to God's Word. So that whenever you get to the end of your life, you can say with Paul, I finished the race. I fought the good fight. As you pray today, please remember David Marroquin and his family are missionaries in Guatemala. Also, remember the Nepalese Life Word broadcast heard in Nepal.